Is it on?
Yes. My name is Detective Thomas Scott. This is a documented confession.
It's only a confession. I didn't do anything.
This is a documented recounting of the events at Abrozaland, California, on the night of June 12th. State your name.
Marissa. Marissa Hampton.
Marissa Hampton. Do you consent to your recording and its usage in the court of law as well as in my investigation?
I consent.
All right.
Now what?
Now? Now you begin.
Okay. It was the last day of school.
Welcome to this edition of the podcast studio. San Indijo County, Episode 1, Graduation, is presented to you by both the dramatic writing and the sound design departments at the Savannah College of Art and Design.
We would always meet in the quad after school. Dashiell was the first one there.
Yo, Marissa! Free at last.
Hey, Dash.
Dashiell? He was the first one to...
With the Letterman's jacket.
The one with the Letterman's jacket, yes. Then?
Eli and Julia were walking together.
Oh, here come the lovebirds.
Is the teasing necessary?
And who says we have to be lovebirds? I personally would love to be a pufferfish.
Love pufferfish. No. Yeah, no, that doesn't roll off the tongue.
Sophia was the last to arrive. She'd already turned in her last econ assignment and didn't really care about grades. She'd been at the forum buying a new swimsuit or something. She'd ditched class that day. She was the Shields ride.
My babe returns!
I couldn't just leave you here.
Hey, Sophia.
OMG! Look at us, free from the shackles of public education.
And into the clutches of student debt we go.
Julia, you're adorable. Pretending you don't already have a full ride somewhere fancy.
It's just UCLA, and it's definitely not a full ride. Even with scholarships, it's still, well, more expensive than I'd hoped.
That's why this guy, with two thumbs, is going to Miracarta. Sports scholarship. And basically paying for the dorm and getting the classes for free.
And what classes are you taking exactly, Dash?
So, let me see here. I got math. I'm... pretty sure there's an English in there somewhere, then,
Don't worry, you big doofus. I'll help you pick out classes.
I love you.
You two are going to college together?
Yeah, yeah. Figure it makes things easier, right?
Are you and Julia, like, not?
I mean, UCLA, it's a lot.
But how's that supposed to work out for you two?
We haven't exactly...
We're gonna play it by ear. If it works, it works.
What about you, Marissa?
I'm going out of state.
Very specific.
What are you looking to study?
I'm not really sure yet, but I'm hoping something catches my eye.
I feel you. Still figuring stuff out myself. Now that I don't have classes, I'll have the whole summer to do just that.
Oh, shit! Yeah! It's summer!
No more projects to turn in.
No more periods to ditch.
No more quad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Damn. This is the last time we'll meet up after school.
Yeah.
Damn. You know what? Screw it. Let's celebrate.
Party?
I'm not a big party person. You know this, Eli.
Not exactly. It's our last day as, like, real teens. Let's do some real teen bullshit. You know, the stuff that we never get away with if we're older.
Like what? Drugs? We're not middle schoolers.
Are you saying we do a crime?
I mean, sorta. Yeah. Jump the train tracks, skinny dip in the ocean, smoke on the beach, dumb fun. Oh my god. That's it!
I had a little plush Abrozo keychain on my backpack. My dad bought it for me. We used to go to the park when we were younger. My friends, not my dad. Eli thought it would be fun.
Abrozo? Pull me in.
He's this plush bear. It's what the park's named after. It was some big toy in the 90s. Obviously, it died out.
Thank you. Please, continue.
Meet at the front gate tonight, 8 o'clock.
I'll bring brewskis!
Trespassing and underage drinking?
You wanted the full story.
You're right. This isn't about that. Go on.
Julia picked me up around 7:30. We picked up Eli and met up with Dashiell and Sophia. We were a little late.
Took you long enough.
Jesus, look at this place. It's a mess.
Julia, your uncle used to run this place, right? Like, what happened?
My uncle didn't run the place. He worked security.
But he got us free tickets.
Yeah, even the janitors got free tickets.
Security. He would still know at least something about what happened, right? He ever tell you? Come on, you can spill.
Okay. They never publicly announced it, but supposedly, a kid went missing in the park, and his mom sued the crap out of the Brozo group. The park was already in debt, and I guess that pushed them to just shut down. They never found the kid.
Damn.
Jeez.
Some say he still walks the park to this day, crying out to trespassers, "I need to go to the bathroom! Mommy!"
Ooh. Shut up!
Well, these brewskis aren't going to stay chill forever, are they? Guys, what's the holdup?
The gate's locked.
Oh, wow. It's almost like they don't want delinquents trespassing on private property.
There's got to be another way in, right?
There's a fence around back my uncle used to watch over. Teens would jump it all the time.
A challenge. I like it.
We left the cars by the front and circled the park. Dashiell boosted everyone over the fence.
Eli, hey, help me with the cooler.
Easy does it.
All right. And over. Stuck the landing.
All tens.
I'll accept my gold medal.
Will a kiss suffice?
Yes. Yes, it will.
All right. Let's not flood your ego.
Eli?
What? I would just prefer we move this along.
Whoa! Is that a gift shop?
I forgot they had one back here.
No way! They still have the Abroso drink cups!
So? I've got like 4 of them in my cupboards back home.
My parents never let me get sugary drinks. Only reusable water bottles. Oh, man! I'm gonna drink a brewski out of this.
Whoa, that sure looks dumb as hell. I gotta put it on!
There's one of everything.
Everything except your goofy keychain.
Dash, rip the sleeves off! I want to be able to flex!
Your keychain thing has got to be worth, like, well, something.
It was a gift. Just a reminder of old times, I guess.
Hey, ladies. Oh, yeah. The show is about to begin.
Check it. You see these guns right here? I worked too hard for these.
I'm glad the price of admission was so low.
You're doing great, love.
Thanks.
What was that?
What was what?
That sound. It sounded like
a raccoon?
I don't know. Something moving, I guess.
Maybe. It was Dash's stomach. It makes some really weird sounds when he's hungry.
Yeah, and I could go for a snack right about now.
Guys, look!
Sweet! It's a map!
Ooh, maybe there's some leftover snacks in the cafeteria.
If the rats haven't already gotten to them, sure. Let's go.
I knew I'd heard something, but I guess I just didn't believe myself. Brushed it off and we got to the cafeteria.
Hello!
Penis!
Eli!
Ow! Okay.
Jesus. It's dusty as hell in here.
Well, yeah. Nobody's been here in years.
That means nobody to eat my snacks. I am raiding the kitchen.
Hey! If there's an Abroso bar, I call dibs.
Boys can be real idiots, huh?
I don't know. It's refreshing to see that they're comfortable around us. You know, being goofy. Let them be idiots. I'd prefer that over the masculine bullshit any day.
To each their own. Marissa, what do you look for? Like, in a guy?
I guess I haven't really thought about it that much.
Bullshit.
I mean it.
Like, not at all? Nothing?
I don't know. I just get anxious. Dealing with guys, you know?
You seem fine around Eli and Dash.
Well, yeah, but I'm not, like, into them.
Are you saying our boyfriends are ugly?
What? No. It's not. I'm just not, like, attracted to them, that's all.
Marissa, relax. I'm fucking with you. You just haven't found a guy yet, and that's chill. Or a girl. Either is cool.
Thanks.
Yo, dudettes! Come check this out!
The kitchen was a mess. There were trays and pans, and it hadn't been cleaned out. Dashiell was pointing at the shelf.
And what exactly are we looking at?
Chips! We didn't find any Abroso bars, but it's probably for the best. They would have been expired anyways.
But the chips aren't...
That's weird.
What?
These chips don't expire for another year.
So,
just abnormal. Forgive me for making an observation.
Apology accepted.
It looks like there's more of them.
Score! Don't mind if I snag these.
Can we head out soon?
What's the matter, Marissa? Afraid of carbs?
No, just something about this place gives me the icks. I wish the lights worked, because I'd feel a little bit better then. Wow.
I didn't know you were bilingual.
Maybe they have a generator.
I think they do. Yeah, it should be there-ish.
Ooh, an adventure?
I call dibs on an adventure. Me and Sophia.
Oh, damn it. Julia, do you know where the backstage is?
For the performers? Yeah, it's there.
Sweet. That's where we're going.
We're splitting up?
Bet. Let's drop the chips and brewskis off at the middle place before we head. It is a perfect party spot.
Roger that.
We all dropped our bags and stuff off at the center pavilion. There were tons of tables. It was the perfect party spot. Then we split up. Eli, Julia, and I went to the costume area.
Fire home!
I really didn't expect it to just be unlocked.
Ye of little faith. Doors are meant for openings.
Place is a lot smaller than I expected.
Seriously, how did they fit the costume characters in here? There's barely enough space for the three of us. I remember there being at least 7 people in the show alone.
I got your answer right here. Big closet.
And my uncle thought the security room was cramped. Jeez.
I wonder if I fit.
You're not gonna do what I think you're gonna do.
Now that you think I won't, I'm required to do so.
Eli. Goofball.
Hey kitties, it's me, your good friend, Connie and Tonto, the silly bunny. Don't be shy, give me a big ol'
no.
hug.
Nope, not happening.
Aw, you hurt Connie and Tonto's bunny feelings.
Good, he's terrifying.
The abrasive suit used to always give me nightmares.
Damn it, you're right, that would have been funnier. Hold on. Huh, it's not here.
What?
The Abroso bear costume. It's just not back here.
Maybe they auctioned it off when this place went under.
Just means I'll need to buy it off of whoever got it.
I will hate you indefinitely if you do that.
All the more reason. Let's see what else they got back here.
While we were messing around with the costumes, Dashiell and Sophia turned on the generator.
The kick was unnecessary.
Brute force never loses. Whoa. That's a big generator.
Perfect. An in-and-out situation. Makes this a lot easier.
Oh, man, the switch is tight. Seems that my arms require an unobstructed mobility.
Dash.
It's just us in here. I mean, why not have a little fun?
Just please put your shirt back on.
These guns too intimidating?
Now is not the time.
Then when is?
What?
We don't do anything spontaneous anymore.
We broke into a theme park. I'd say that's pretty spontaneous, but what do I know?
You know that's not what I mean. We used to mac out in the locker room between classes. Now it's just...
It's just what?
I want to feel like you want me.
I do want you.
Then let me keep my shirt off. Then kiss me. Then do anything spontaneous with me. Or does that not fit your lifestyle?
What? You want to have sex in an abandoned theme park?
No, I just want to feel like you actually like
I'm
me.
I'm going to your community college because you got a bunch of sports scholarships or whatever. And you're not even going to try to live with me in my apartment.
If I want to use my scholarships, I have to stay in the dorms. They're not co-ed. You know this.
What about after we graduate? Will we move in together then?
I don't know. If I'm recruited for the league, that will...
But what if you're not recruited for the league?
You don't think I'm good enough.
You're great at sports, Dash. But... Would you think about our future just a little bit? Please.
I do. I think about our future.
No. All you do is think about your future, what you're going to do. I'm an afterthought. You're stuck in this high school mentality of do sports, be hot, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, you're so focused on your future, right? How much of my college is your daddy paying for you to take again?
You're being a dick.
No, I'm being genuine. I've spent my entire high school career working hard to do what I love. What have you done?
I put effort into our fucking relationship.
And what else?
Fuck you.
You're right. I'm being a dick. But at least I'm self-sufficient. 4 years of working the In-N-Out drive-thru went towards my housing. Mom and Dad aren't covering shit.
But what if football doesn't work out?
Why are you so focused on me failing? Why can't you just believe in me? Just a little bit?
I believe in you. It's all I do. I want you to believe in us.
I do believe in us.
Then fucking show it.
I do.
By taking your shirt off to flip a fucking switch. Oh yeah, being a sex object really makes me feel respected.
Fine, fine. Happy? Shirt? It's back on. Good to know my body does absolutely nothing for Miss Business over here.
Dash.
No, let's just turn the generator on and get back to the group because I'm not good enough for your attention alone. Shit.
I don't think that was supposed to come off.
I know. Whatever. Let's just get back with the rest of the group. It's what you want, right? I need a whiskey. So heading back is a win for both of us.
Woo! Dash, please don't.
I know the kick is unnecessary. It makes me feel good, okay? Is that allowed? Am I allowed to feel good?
Let's just get back to the group.
Looks like they got the lights back on.
Sweet! As fun as it was, I'm dying in here. There's like no ventilation whatsoever.
Makes sense why all the characters seem so miserable.
Did you hear that?
It sounded like it came from the outside.
It's not Dash and Soap, is it?
It couldn't be. The generator's too far away.
Then...
What's the hubbub, ladies? Whoa!
God!
It's just me.
I want to get back to the others.
Me too.
All right, yeesh. Tough crowd. Let's hit it.
Knowing that someone else heard it too made me all the more terrified. But Eli did a good job of helping us calm down. We met up with the others at the center pavilion.
Dang, Dash! That thing fits like 3 cans!
It's my special cup. It deserves the best.
You know what I think we need? Some music. Everyone, give me your phones.
Why do you need our phones?
I got this app a while back where we can link up our phones and use the combined speakers to act as, like, a super speaker. I'll download it on everyone's phones.
Here.
All right.
Yeah, count me out. I've already got too many apps on here.
Yeah, they're smartphones. That's kind of the point.
I'm just against giving some rich Silicon Valley tech douche my money for an app that does basically nothing.
It's literally free.
That just means they're selling your private information.
Come on, Eli.
I'm serious! This is why the big government's trying to get rid of VPNs. Stand your ground. Rise against!
Before Eli goes off on a rant, who'll join me on the Red Devil?
We can actually ride the ride.
I mean, I'm sure they can't be that hard to figure out. Usually it's just turning a switch and hitting a button.
Screw it. I'm down.
I'll sit this one out, too.
Okay. What's got your panties in a bunch tonight?
I'm just not good with heights.
Pussy!
What a shame that the tech revolutionist of our modern age is too afraid to ride a ride made for actual children.
All right, okay. Maybe. I might need a few drinks first. Why don't we start on a smaller one, like Thunderswirl?
Oh, looks like the app's finished downloading.
I'll figure out how to get Thunderswirl running.
I'll get the tunes going.
Whoa, Dash, didn't you just fill that up?
It's not my fault if you can't keep up. Oh, here.
Thanks.
Julia got the Thunderswirl working. It was this kiddie ride that spun you around this big storm cloud. Like a merry-go-round, but faster. We rode and drank, and the music was blasting.
Remember, keep your seatbelts on until the ride comes to a complete stop.
Oh, that made me sick.
Fucking pussy.
Hey, Dash. I think you've had enough.
I am not driving you anywhere. I'm here. I am right here. You're driving. You've had enough. I'm not done yet. I am not done yet.
Dashiell?
I've earned this right to... I have this right to drink. Okay? Big year. High school is done. It's over. No more running through the gymnasium in my jersey for assemblies. I'm a big man now. I'm a college man. I'm in college.
Woo! Dash, please.
Go fucking Eagles or whatever our mascot is. Our mascot.
together. Ice. Fuck.
Hey, is everything okay over here?
Peachy. Pixel perfect. I've got a piss.
Eli, go
no,
with
No, I
you.
Don't
I'm still getting over the
babysitting. I can walk. I'm a college.
Gosh, you shouldn't be on your own right now.
What if I want to be, huh? Right, yeah. Yeah, I'm not allowed to want anything unless it fits your vision.
At least take some pepper spray or something. You can borrow mine. It's in my bag.
Thanks for the sauce. Bye.
I seriously don't think you should be alone.
Whatever.
I should have gone after him. He just... I knew he wasn't well.
Stupid bathroom, locked doors. Stupid, dumb. Fuck this stupid, dumb place. Fuck this stupid, dumb statue. Who are you smiling at? There's nobody here anymore. You're an idiot. You don't even have arms. Anyway, how are you supposed to hug me without arms, huh? Is it me? Am I the fuck, you stupid, smiling problem, stupid statue? I'm gonna fucking piss on you. Oh yeah. Wait, you're not so happy anymore. Stupid. Whoa, what the fuck are you? Eli? You're a dick. Okay, you got me. Stupid dick chunk. Let's go back. Dude, what's your problem? I'm done. Get out of my way. Fuck off, man.
Oh, fuck! That's my fucking face! Whoa! Holy fuck! I think you broke my fucking nose! Get the hell away from me, man!
Bro, stop. Dude. Get the fuck
away from me, man! Who the fuck are you? He missed this! That's not fair.
Did anyone else hear that? That sounded like...
I gotta stop writing this.
Have a seat, Eli.
I want to go look for Dash. I'm worried.
I'll go with you.
Thanks, Marissa.
We walked together to the bathrooms, and she was nervous, and I felt uneasy. We didn't say a word, until we...
According to the autopsy report, his body had been pierced with 7 sticks of rebar. The sticks were apparently used to pose his corpse in an identical position to that of a nearby statue. Is that the state in which you found him?
His face was so... It shouldn't look like that.
His skull showed signs of blunt force trauma, the cause of death being ruled as traumatic brain injury with the... presentation being enacted after his cognition ceased.
I can't do this. I can't do this.
Marissa, I'm going to need you to calm down.
Oh my god. No.
Marissa?
I can't do this.
Marissa, we are not trying to.
No.
All right, Marissa. Here's what we're going to do. We have coffee, water. If you're hungry, we can get you food. But we need you to cooperate with us, okay? Can you nod back?
Mm-hmm.
What sounded good to you?
Coffee? Coffee sounds good.
All right. I'll get you that coffee. I'm going to shut off the equipment while I'm gone, okay? But when I get back, I'll need you to cooperate with me. All right, Marissa?
All right.
Good.
San Indijo County, Episode 1, Graduation. Written by Jacob Morlach. Sound Supervisor Fletcher Gaddy. Supervising Producers Mackenzie Rosario and Ashley Wilson. Produced by Mackenzie Rosario and Ashley Wilson. Starring Wesley Mills as Detective Thomas Scott, Chaney Tipton as Marissa, Asher Edgar as Dashiell, Caleb Bird as Eli, Maria Lisa Lopez as Julia, and Grace Fang as Sophia. Recording engineer, Fletcher Gaddy. Re-recording mixer, Fletcher Gaddy. Dialogue editor, Fletcher Gaddy. Sound effects editor, Fletcher Gaddy. Faculty advisor, Renee Bishop. A special thanks to the chair of dramatic writing, Avery Stork, chair of sound design, Mitchell Gettleman, SCAD's president and co-founder, Paula Wallace, Dean of Liberal Arts, Kate Newell, and Dean of the School of Film and Acting, Andra Reeve-Rabb.